Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, incredibly healthy, and darn sick people. I am coming to you today from downtown Detroit, where I'm doing another convention. It's an interesting time, boy. Interesting time to be out and about, and that's actually what the channel wants to talk about today, is the new Delta variant. Okay, so you know when all of the pandemic hit and the virus hit, we got to the core belief behind what was creating the virus was, I have no control. I have no control of my life. This is mirroring the virus, a variant on that. They took me to sheet number one and number four, which is, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. And my heart is open. So the Delta variant is about not choosing the highest way, the highest knowing. And many of us are not choosing the highest knowing because our head and our heart get into conflict about it regarding knowing whether we are the power. So that means, do we really know that we have control over our health and the creation of it? That's something that we have been playing with and breaking open this whole last year. You know that whenever doubt or questioning comes in, you thwart either entirely or to a certain degree the power of what you are creating. So that limits all the possibilities of our creation. And literally, the channel said the virus is the virus of doubt and not knowing. Now, this community knows that the more you stand in your knowing, the more powerful your creation. So let's just come together and claim around knowing that we absolutely create the health and wellness within us, that we are the power of love and joy and choice in that creation, that our hearts remain open and our hearts guide us toward the highest choice, the highest knowing. So I know, I'm clear. And we have been asked to come forward and claim today, I am born in this minute of now. In this minute of now, nothing that's happened before matters. Because in every new moment you are born. So you're never reborn. You are born in each moment of now. Also, they want to remind you to please continue to direct and claim all injustice is brought to justice now. We're seeing that take place in our world now. We want to do our part, and the more people that are united in the knowing, the more we bring it into our physical reality. We know this, guys. So please accept your power and do the work. And thank all of you, for all of you that are working with me on seeing the word rain over California. It's rained twice now in the last few weeks. Unheard of during this time. We need a lot more. So please continue to be holding that. See the outline of the United States and see the word united. See a picture of the world, the earth, and see peace or one. And the other picture that they gave me during one of my meditations was a lot of people joined together of all races and creeds and the word united over them. That's what we want, isn't it? That's what we want. So we're looking away from all the people that are creating disharmony. We are looking away from all the people who are putting out disinformation, and we are focusing on the peace, knowing, clarity, the heart-centeredness of everything that we desire in this world. And so it is invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. We are divine love, and so it is. Can I go to the calls now? All right, please have your questions ready, and off we go. And Susan in Niagara Falls, you're on.
I knew I was going to be first. I just friggin' knew it. I love it. Hi, Dee. I'm so happy to talk to you again.
Me too. What's up?
Well, I have been, my question is concerning COVID. Because there's been a lot of peer pressure, like get the vaccine, don't get the vaccine, back and forth. So I'm like, okay, fine. I call upon my guides. Make sure I'm not switched. And I'm like, okay, is it time for me or not to get the vaccine? I got a yes, and I got a yes on Pfizer, and I just wanted to verify that with your guys. That's all.
My channel says it's way past time. You absolutely should get it. The Pfizer and the Moderna are interchangeable, guys. They're pretty much the same thing. When I say Johnson & Johnson is in there, I get a no. I get a yes that it is effective, but it is not the same as Pfizer and Moderna.
Correct. And I got to know on Johnson & Johnson, too. I've been using my pendulum and asking my higher self, okay, guys, because you know how I have always felt, and this was an old belief system about no vaccines at all ever. But now, things have changed.
Well, I would ask myself where the hell that comes from, Susan.
That came from my parents. I know where it came from. And
I get a no on that.
Really?
So what we have to do is, where did your parents get it? That's where we're going for everybody. Okay? Beats, book, song, movie, a play. We're going to Hamilton.
Hmm.
Boy, and thousands of past lives.
Wow.
Holy hell, what are we tapping into here? Now we're going to a core belief. This page here. Yeah, I can never be God. See, guys, again, remember the channel said, you created this virus because you didn't know. You didn't accept your own power. And then you asked for a miracle to eliminate it. We gave you a miracle, and now you're doubting the miracle.
Right.
And so it's that doubt of miracles that's really the basis of all this stuff. No, I'm not going to believe in miracles, because if I have to believe in miracles, I have to believe in my own power. And if I have to believe in my own power, responsibility for my own thinking. And if I have to take my responsibility for my own thinking, then I can't follow all the demagogues I'm following.
Gotcha.
Okay, so that's awesome. We opened that up, Susan. So we're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. Over all of the eons and eons and eons and eons of lifetimes that we created that belief, we are standing in our power and saying, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. Right?
Yes.
I am the God of me, and the God of all works through me. And I know that for my highest good. That's why they're saying, do not go to your head. Go to your heart for your guidance. Okay?
I'm getting chills on that. Absolutely.
So you're going to take care of that this week, aren't you?
I am going to go on Tuesday. My son is using my car because he crashes, and I said, you can use mine. This is the last time you get to do that, because I don't want to enable him. So he's using it, and he got the Moderna, but the Moderna is not offered in town. I can get it right, the Pfizer, right from my drugstore.
Pfizer's great. Go
so
do it, Susan.
That's
okay?
What I'm going to do on Tuesday.
All
yay.
Right. Good for
so,
you.
I am the God of me, my dear. I love me so much, and I'm so glad. I am so happy that you guys love my paintings. Oh, my God, I've got so much response. Everybody's
yes.
just loving them. I am so happy. It makes
they
me
were beautiful.
Fills my heart with joy.
We're
fills
really,
my heart with
really,
joy.
Really, really beautiful this year, as always, Susan. Thank you, darling.
Thank you so much.
You bet. I love you, too. Jereen in South Dakota, you're on.
Oh, hi. My husband had a little episode at home where he kind of had some lockjaw and sizzle through his brain, so now he's kind of spooked. And wondering, is he okay to drive a commercial vehicle now?
No.
No?
No. Okay. Not yet.
Okay.
He will be.
Okay.
He will be. What I'm hearing, now you should definitely have a doctor sign off on this. What I'm hearing is in about a week. But his whole system has to rebalance itself, Jereen, from whatever
okay.
this is. So let's get to what caused it. They don't want to go to lockjaw. What's the other thing you said?
He felt like a sizzle to his brain.
Yeah. They're going. He's fighting himself. He's fighting
okay.
himself in something. Hold on, Sheets. But can you give me a song, please?
Joy to the world.
Yeah. Okay. He keeps looking at all the shit in the world. Is that true?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 Well, he's got to look away from that because his brain can't handle it all. And I'm telling you all the same thing. Look for the joy. Look for the humor. Look for the laughter. Look for the love. You guys know this. Okay? So he's got to stop looking at the news. If he needs to get the news, just get it on a news feed where all of the emotional stuff isn't tied into it, guys. Okay?
Yeah.
And lighten up.
lighten up.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
I accidentally took my sister out of the queue. Can she ask a question?
Yes.
She's sitting right here.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning, Dee. Just a
good
quick
morning.
Question. I've been divorced for 25 years, and my ex-husband would like us to get back together again. He's made a total amends by apologizing and telling me, you know, everything
you know,
that
you
I
don't
wanted
want
to
do that. You know you don't want to do that.
Okay.
Is that true?
And why?
Well, you tell me. Is it true that you know you don't want to get back with him?
No, I've waited 25 years for all these apologies, and we're both retired now, and we just enjoy each other's company.
My pendulum goes right now when you say that. What they're saying to me is it would be a membership of convenience and safety for both of you. And that's okay if that's, but you want to be honest with yourself. When I say the basis of what caused all this in the first place has been rectified, I get a no. So you have to ask yourself, if it hasn't really been rectified, am I just going to accept the apologies and move forward? Now, you see, you've made all these decisions from your head, the channel's saying, and not your heart. So drop down into your heart. I want you to feel into your heart.
Right.
Okay, when you go into your heart, does it tell you this is right?
I feel it is.
Okay, then that's your answer.
I really feel.
But don't make the decision from your head.
I just have to, you know, the only thing that scares me is mentioning it to my family because they don't forgive very easily, you know.
Well, my family, if somebody screwed over me, my family would be up in arms and cautious also. That's
right.
Just human nature. They love you, so they want to protect you.
Right.
You know? So maybe he has to make amends with them also.
Right.
And then your energy will feel more open to move into this. Yes?
Okay.
All right, darling. Good luck with that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And we are going to Miss Mika in California, baby.
Hi there, Dee. Maybe you can shed some light on this for me. I had a laser procedure done on one eye. Didn't hurt. Blood pressure went up through the roof. Had to come back a few weeks later and have it done on the other. So I thought, oh, I've got this ace. Blood pressure will be great. Blood pressure went up further on the second one. And I got home. I was fine. And today, or 2 days ago, I had an issue with my neck. I just woke up and my neck is so stiff. I'm going to go to a chiropractor. And I've checked it and cleared it. And it's boiled down to an issue of trust. The neck is flexibility. Blood pressure is stress. So I thought, well, maybe Dee can shed some light on this.
Okay. First of all, they want you to know the two aren't connected.
The neck and the blood aren't. Okay, well, that's good.
The neck and the eyes aren't connected. The neck and the blood pressure, no. The neck is just, it's like you slept wrong, Diga. It's not a big deal. But they want to get to why your blood pressure went up with the with the eye surgery. Sheets. Book.
Yeah, and give me
a movie, baby. Give me a movie.
Pardon me?
Give me a movie.
Arrival.
In one sentence, what is it about?
Heart not connecting with the head. The head wins, and I don't feel connected to my heart. I could tell that even during the procedure, which I knew this guy was not going to hurt me, but my heart was, I could feel it getting heavy.
Okay, well, you see, we have a theme going already here, guys, because that's what I talked about in the very beginning of the show. So they want everybody out there to know that if your blood pressure is bordering or is high in any way, you need to open your heart. You need to live in your heart, guys. Now, I would have thought it was about seeing because it was connected. And they said in a strange way, it is because it's about seeing clearly with your heart. That's what you want to keep directing yourself, Deka. I see clearly, and everybody, I see clearly with my heart. I see clearly through my heart. Always want to go to your heart. Okay?
Yeah, I got it. I got
it. Okay,
when
I say there's anything to worry about future-wise, I get a no. Just live in your heart, Deka. Okay?
Live in my heart. And that, well, that's my direction. That's my direction.
Well, but, you know, when we go in for surgery or something, we often go into fear. Right?
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah, the white coat syndrome. I have that a lot. So.
Yeah. I mean, it's funny, you know. As soon as I walk into my doctor's office, if I'm not conscious, my blood pressure will go up. Why? Because we're afraid they're going to find something.
Yeah.
Instead of not doubting and staying in our knowing. Okay?
Okay, Dee. I got
all
that
right.
One. Oh, thank you so much, darling. Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome. Yeah,
hey, I watch you.
Oh, gosh. So sorry I cut you off there, Deka. So, guys, got to say, I'm not a doctor, but this is energetic information that's coming through. And I know from dealing with my own medical things when I go in, you've got to keep your heart open. All right, we're going to Anna in New York City in Florida.
Hi, I'm usually in New York, and I got invited to Florida to my friend's house, so I'm visiting Florida for a few days. So
okay,
here
well,
we are.
Be careful down there.
Thank you. Well, it's magnificent here. Blue skies, gorgeous clouds, spectacular palm trees. I'm sitting in the shade, and I'm just having a wonderful day.
Good.
My question is, I'm working with an elderly gentleman who seems to think he's on his way out, and he seems to think he was going to kick the bucket in April, but he is deteriorating. And then last night, I got a call from a close friend that lives upstate, and they found out his wife has 6 months to live. Her body is sort of attacking the tissue in her heart. With amylase, which is a protein.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, what the heck?
Well, what's going on is they don't want to be here without each other. The first thing I heard was they've kind of made a pact.
One lives upstate, doesn't know the other one at all.
Yeah, well, they do on a soul level, honey.
They know
do
each other
on a soul
level.
You bet they do. You bet they do. And when I say there's anything higher, I get a no. That's absolutely the highest truth. There's my big yes. You know, again, guys, we're not going to understand all this. We're just not going to understand all of it. We just have to know, and we do know, that nobody leaves without choice. When you said he's ready to leave, I get a yes.
Yeah.
When I say she's ready to leave, I get a yes. And they have a pact because they don't want to stay around here without the other person on the planet.
As far as I know, neither one knows each other at all. I'm like
they
the middleman
do,
here.
They do on the soul level, baby.
Wow, that is simply amazing to me.
So just honor their choices. Love them and be with them as much as you can serve them while they're around, like I did with my brother. But when people have decided to go, you know, and a lot of people say I'm ready and they're not. And a lot of people say I'm not ready and they are.
Exactly.
Okay?
Okay. Thank
you. All right. You bet. Yeah, that was an interesting one, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. Take care.
I'm with you. Okay. Hey, LaVon, what's up, baby cakes?
Good morning, DD.
Good morning, baby.
Appropriate beginning to the program. I had an issue yesterday, and I ended up in the ER, but everything showed okay. So I'm wondering what the energetics is behind that.
What happened?
I couldn't catch my breath. I threw up. My body evacuated. I had the tingly arms and legs like I was going to pass out.
Okay. Did you get dizzy and weak?
Weak. I was so hot. I was just sitting in front of the fan trying to cool off. And I think a hot flash triggered the whole thing.
Well, in a way, I have had a couple of these episodes, and it's a vasal, it has something to do with the vasal system, and my doctor says that it's based in emotional stuff. I have to get more information for me about this, LaVon, and I will email you also about it. But let's find out. It's when I say it's energetic. Now, this is interesting. It goes to no, but when I say emotional, I get a yes. So we're going to the sheets, but not a core belief. Hold on. Sheet one. Sheet one? This page? Hold on. This page? 21, 22. I choose to be... Oh, I got it. Damn, do I got it. I choose to be in this life. Okay, so I have caught myself saying to people in discussion, I never thought I would ever see my country in this state. I never thought I would see us divided. And when I've asked the channel why so many people are leaving, the channel said because they didn't sign up for all the BS that's going down. So these episodes, that's what I'm going to call them, are an emotional reaction to the what we perceive as injustice, energetic injustice of what's going on in this country.
And I must be picking that up, being sensitive, because I don't pay that much attention to what's going on out there. So
that's true. That you don't pay conscious attention to it, LaVon, but you can't listen to the news, you can't read a news feed, you can't pick up a newspaper, you can't even be in a restaurant without hearing a conversation. about the divisiveness mm-hmm. of what's going, and that's the highest word. So, channel, give me a claim for, well, again, we are one. We are united and we are one. That's what we have to focus on, guys, and feel a lot of love around we are united and we are one.
Great. I've had this breathing issue before, and this body I'm in is not having an issue with breathing because I can feel the air going in and out, and I've wondered if it's another lifetime memory or something.
Yes, and our reaction going on in the country is a memory of several lifetimes. So now we go to a core belief. Hang on. God, do I love this show. God, are we on fire today? This page here, here, nine. You don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. Okay, and that, well, it begins with the country, but it really extends to God and the blessings that are bestowed upon us. And who's in charge of calling those in? We are.
Yes.
So we know that the entire universe has time for us and is always coming forward in love to create the oneness and the unitedness within ourselves and within our world. That's what we want.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know, and I travel all over the place, Europe, Asia, Africa, United States, Canada. I travel everywhere. I have never met a person that doesn't just want to be happy and know they're okay. Why is it so frickin' hard for us to believe that we can have that? So, you helped me a lot here, LaVon, with this information. When I, and I'm seeing him again soon, just for routine stuff that I do every 3 years, I'm going to ask him what's the cause of these, what he calls episodes. Because he says, no, Dee, there's nothing to worry about. Well, great, except that it leaves you really weak, doesn't it, LaVon?
Yeah, it was horrible. I felt awful. I just felt so bad.
And then in a day, you're fine.
I'm fine, yeah.
I know. It's crazy. So I will get you more information about that,
wonderful.
Or I may even bring it out on. But just know that, again, the more we live in our heart, the more we stay in our knowing, the more we are directing the oneness and the unitedness that we so desire, the more all of these things fall away. Okay?
Awesome. Thanks so much, Dee.
You bet.
Love
Thank
you.
You. I love you, too. Uh-huh. Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hey, I do have a question, but I just have to say first, I'm house-sitting these two kitties, and they are I have had you on speakerphone during the show. They are listening intently, and they are participating.
Oh, yeah. Animals really pick up the energy. They really,
oh, man, so cool.
Especially when this many people come together. Yeah. You guys that have attended Creation Station, you see how freedom is usually in the middle of all of us somewhere. You know, they're really drawn to the energy. So, great. Tell your kitties hi, and I love them. And what's your question?
My question is, I wasn't able to be on the webinar live, and I wanted to ask, what can I bring into alignment, or do I need to bring into alignment to slow or reverse any signs or effects of aging?
Okay, so we don't want to look at the word reverse because that's a negative. And when you are creating, you only focus on the positive. Okay? So what do we all need to bring into alignment, especially Ms. Emily, since she's bringing this in, that will create aging younger every day? How's that?
Yeah. Yeah, I love it.
Sheets, book, give me a song, baby cakes.
Happy birthday.
Okay. Again, back to the beginning of the show. I am born in this minute of now. I am born in this minute of now. What am I creating in this minute of now? What am I focused on? What is my heart opening to in this minute of now? Now, most of us, starting around the age of 50 or 60, are taught to focus on the end of our lives. Are you aware of that, Emily?
I am aware of that. Yeah, I just turned 51.
Yep.
And it's so cool because as I was getting ready to ask the question, I started thinking to myself, and I feel like in my body and being and my body, I have not experienced any diminishment related to aging.
Yes, that's true.
Which I find extraordinary.
Why?
Why do you find it
extraordinary? That's the way it's supposed to be.
Because of all the exactly. That is how it's supposed to be. And it's extraordinary because of all the messaging and the conditioning in our culture.
We want to know that it's normal. We want to know that's the way it's supposed to be. And
got it.
I was, you know, I talked on the webinar about, you know, I used to go work out and do aerobics 3 times a week and lift weights and do all that, just like my daughter does. And then at some point I said, oh, well, I'm 60 now. I don't have to do that. So I'm back at the gym. I'm back working out. I urge all of you, what can I dream about doing next? And that's why the channel said, I am born in this minute. So when I was 26, I dreamed about going to New York and being an actor. What am I going to dream about now? Now when I'm 72, what am I going to dream about that I want to accomplish in the next 10 years? Because we stop doing that because of all the messaging. I'm excited to tell you all that not only does this new publisher, and this all happened as soon as I got clear about this, this new publisher wants to publish my new book and republish Bright Light for me after adding some things and publish my book on Bapalapalu.
Oh, hallelujah.
That's hallelujah, indeed.
So exciting.
But you see, if I didn't dream it, if I didn't say, well, screw this, I'm a young 72. What am I going to dream about? I went, well, I'm dreaming about getting these books out more and this work out more. And then people are coming to me going, gosh, we heard about your work. Do you want to be on this big thing? Do you want to speak on this big thing? But you can't not have a dream, guys. So I want you all to get off and go, okay, I'm going to choose what I want to create in the next 10 years or the next 5 years or the next year. What do I want to do? I'm going to do it. What steps can I take? Okay?
Brilliant. Yes, I love
that.
Thank you.
When I say there's anything else, Emily, I get a no. Just don't
Fabulous.
Buy in to the BS. Remember, again, I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. I am. So you've got to keep creating you, okay?
Got it.
All right,
thank you.
Baby.
Love you.
Yeah, that brought out my Baptist preacher there a little bit. Diane in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
How are you doing?
Good.
I wanted to ask about, I have gotten a spider bite this past week while I was at camping at the lake. I've been going there for 40 years. I've never had a serious bite, and I got quite a serious bite, and I was looking in the body book, and I was just wondering what the channel has to say about that.
Well, what did it say in the body book? Because it's pretty right on. I don't have it with me. I'm out of town.
It talks about, welcome to my parlor. They are encountering the enforcer, internal programs that activate when they cross the line around self-manifestation and destiny commitment.
Okay. It's the same theme. Are we the power? So where in your life are you being challenged that maybe you don't have the power over what's happening or over your creation?
Go ahead. No, I'm curious if you were going to bring up, because it talks about negative feminine and, a mother that was possessive, manipulative, or cruel, and I'm having some, and I was with my mother for the week. So I'm just curious if it has to do with
that. Yeah, it's time for you to let that go. Let that story go. It's affecting your money. What's going on money-wise?
I retired, so right now I'm not working.
Okay. What does the word retire mean to you?
Well, I'm retired from what I was doing, and I am looking to start something new, but I have not been actively manifesting that.
Okay. There you go. It's the same thing we've been talking about. So the spider came forward to go, hey, wake up. Wake up, Diana. What's your dream? If you sit here, you get eaten by all the BS beliefs that they hand us about aging, right?
Okay.
Hold
on. All right, so get moving.
Well, get moving, get dreaming, and then once your dream is in place, get yourself in alignment and take some action. Because you're not even close to being done, the channel says. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah. No, I know that. I really was just taking some time off. I mean, I just retired in June, and I was looking to take the summer off, but I keep getting information coming my way that I really need to act now and start really working on the manifestation part.
Well, and the first thing you do is you do the work within. You know that, right?
Yes.
So you get your dream clear, you get excited about it, you keep your heart open about it, you start feeling into it, you ask the universe to bring you all possibilities, because trust me, you don't know them all, right? And
right.
And get all that in alignment, and then you'll be ready to take action, which will have given you some time off. But when you take action, everything will be in alignment to be done.
Okay. That's fair. As far as the healing of the spider bite, I'm doing some homeopathy remedies. Is there anything the channel has to say about that?
I just get that you're doing everything right. You're doing the highest thing you can do. When I say you need to see a doctor, I get a no. But if you feel like you do, you need to follow that knowing.
I don't. No, it seems to be improving. But it was. I don't know what got me. We don't really have, the dangerous spiders in our area. So it was a pretty large bite.
Yeah, which, again, can be scary. And what does fear do? Close our hearts. So your heart is kind of closed still from it, Diana. Can you love the spider for bringing forward to you all this empowering knowledge? And just open your heart? There you go.
Yes.
There you go. Oh, my! You should see my pencil. It's like a helicopter. Okay, baby. Just keep your heart open. You bet.
Okay. All right. Bye.
You know, there's something to this bless everything, guys. Eileen in New York, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
It's good to hear you, and everything you said was so important for me to hear. I got up this morning. Maybe it's because I've been writing about being in timelessness. I got up this morning convinced it was Monday. I mean, nobody could possibly tell me it was anything else. And I'm going, oh, my God, it's not Monday. And I thought, oh, geez, what's going on with my brain?
No,
but,
it's nothing. It's nothing. It's, you know what they're saying? It's called the COVID complex. Lanny and I used to joke every morning because we go in the kitchen and go, it's Tuesday, right? And he goes, no, it's Wednesday. I went, no, honey, I think it's Tuesday. Because every day seemed to appear, you know, the same, because it was kind of the same because we were inside and not dealing with the things that made us focus on which day it was. There's also a second thing. We're going to a core belief, not this page here, 6. Oh, 22, 23, 24. When I'm connected to the I am not safe. So, you know, your I am presence, guys, is simply your creative force. That's what your I am presence is. When you direct your I am presence, and you are always connected to your I am presence. But there's something about power, and there's power happening in your life or about to happen in your life, and you're kind of in fear of it, that if you're that powerful, you're not going to be safe.
Hmm. Well, I'm writing a book, and I'm almost finished with it, so.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
Okay? No. You summon that power, baby.
Okay. All right.
Summon all the good.
Okay.
That can, you know, create from that book. And let me tell you, self-publishing is as powerful as being published these days.
Oh, okay.
Okay? Well,
yes,
my
ma'am.
Daughter, just look at what's going on with my daughter's book. She's a proof of that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Which,
yes.
By the way, guys, her second book is finished. I think it's going to be out in about a month, but you know you'll hear it. You'll hear it here first. All right. You finished
that.
Thank
you.
Yeah, dream big, Eileen, okay?
I will.
All right, baby.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you. And we are going to Maria in San Francisco. Hi, you're right.
Good morning. I had an interesting response to when you said you're born today. I had a full body spasm and like a pain in my head.
When I said what, Maria?
And you said that we're born today.
Uh-huh.
It felt good, but, I mean, the emotional response was like, oh, yes, okay. But then I keep getting these spasms. Not related to my question, just commenting
well,
that.
I can tell you why. Because you are fighting letting go of all your stories that are keeping you from being born. So they're showing me a baby stuck in the birth canal that can't push its way out. You can't be born in every moment, guys, if you don't allow yourselves to put down your stories. The stories just don't matter anymore unless you keep telling them. Okay, so that's
okay.
The first thing. What's your question now?
Thank you. My question is that we're pending family to go travel in September to Europe to deal with family. With COVID, I'm concerned about the timing of it, and I have not had the vaccination yet, and so because of health issues, I was waiting, so I'm feeling a little hesitant to get the vaccine, but the timing of when to get it and when to travel is what I need some more clarity on, please.
Okay. Now, this is interesting. When I say it's safe for you to get the vaccine, I get a no, which blows my frickin' mind. So let's find out why. We're going to the sheets. First sheet, 1 through 5. One. Yeah, okay. Perfect ending to the show. They're taking us to I am the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. You see, you still don't fully embrace that, Maria. So if you're not the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, that means somebody else is or something else is. And that means you're not in control, and that means the world isn't safe somehow. So until you know that you're the power, have your doctors okayed that you get it?
I don't consult with them.
Well, you need to. If you have a lot of health issues, you need to consult with your doctor if it's safe for you to get the vaccine. If it's safe and they tell you it's safe, that will be enough to allow you to own the belief that it's safe.
I don't have that kind of relationship with the new primary.
What do you mean that kind of relationship? What kind of relationship do you have to have to ask your doctor, of all the existing things that I have going on, am I safe to get the vaccine?
Because the response I get when I do have something wrong or I have obvious on lab results, like I was recently told I was anemic, that it was all ignored. And so I don't really consult their opinion because it doesn't.
Well, then get a doctor that's not going to ignore it.
Yeah.
You're attracting the doctor that you go to. You're attracting that, Maria. So if you have a belief that you're not the power, the love, the joy, and the choice, you will attract people that you allow to guide you and lead you, and then you don't believe them because you haven't really created them because you're not the power, the love, the joy, and the choice. So it's an unending circle. So you have to demand that the universe bring to you a doctor that honors you, that listens to you, and that will help you decipher the truth in this. Because it's your fear and your belief that everybody's against you that's keeping you from being okay to get the vaccine. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Hear you.
Okay. So again, the first person we have to deal with is ourselves, baby. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. All right, guys, I've got to get down to my table. I'm late now. But I wanted to be here with you. I love you guys so much. I can't stand it. Let's say it together. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more. Because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.